You're listening to a podcast on point of dispensing pictogram-based signage for public health emergencies. This product is one of several NACHO Advanced Practice Center tools developed to better prepare local health departments to respond to emergencies. Joining us today is Matt Hoffman, Program Specialist with the Multnomah County Health Department Advanced Practice Center. Welcome, Matt.
My pleasure.
Matt, tell us about the point of dispensing pictogram-based signage for public health emergencies tool.
Point of dispensing, or POD, pictogram-based signage is a collection of images that represent a word or idea through visual illustration. These signs were developed for use in mass prophylaxis situations to increase wayfinding, medication instructions, and general understanding of mass dispensing procedure. The signage was designed to quickly communicate process information to everyone in a POD, especially those with language barriers or physical, cognitive, or behavioral disability. Ultimately, the goal is to increase service quality and efficiency and to reduce client fear or anxiety.
Can you break down the components of the tool for the listeners?
Definitely. The tool consists of pictogram signage in 25 languages, which are provided in both PDF and EPS formats. So with the proper software, the images can be enlarged without losing visual quality. There are 24 pictograms for each of the languages, covering topics such as entry and exit, medication instruction, and allergy questions. Each pictogram contains an image with a caption in both the specified language and in English. Finally, there is an implementation guide that helps the user with the proper use of the signage, including placement and size considerations.
How has this tool been tested?
We are currently working with health departments in San Diego, California, and Houston, Texas to conduct real-time testing of the tool. The intent of this evaluation process is to indicate any needed revisions before the final product is produced.
How does this tool help fill an existing gap in preparedness?
Pictograms have been used to quickly communicate information to diverse populations for a long time. For example, pictogram signage is often used for wayfinding in airports and other transportation centers where an abundance of cultures are present. Our pictogram signage builds upon the work of other jurisdictions in Massachusetts and Kentucky and aims to provide the most effective and culturally appropriate pictograms available based on academic and real-time research.
Are there any other uses for pictograms?
As a matter of fact, we developed a companion tool, the Pocket Translator. The Pocket Translator is a foldable, pocket-sized pictogram tool. This tool allows clients to point to their language so that a corresponding language-specific POD flow or process map can be distributed. This tool contains the same sight signage as the pictograms and is available in the same 25 most common and emerging languages. The Pocket Translator is essentially a handheld version of the pictogram tool.
How are these tools accessed, and where can one go with questions?
The pictogram-based signage and pocket translator tools will be available in October 2012. These and hundreds of other APC products can be found at the APC website at apc.nacho.org. That's apc.nacho.org. If someone has questions or is in need of technical assistance, they can contact us at apc@multco.us. That's apc@multco.us.
Matt Hoffman is a program specialist with the Multnomah County Health Department's Advanced Practice Center in Portland, Oregon. Matt, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.